Here is the Chapter 8 optional bonus technical analysis assignment. Now, this is a bonus assignment, so it does count for you if you do it, and won't count against you if you don't do it, but you can do it. It is relatively easy because all you're doing is basically making up things, because that's all technical analysis is. People just making up things and saying they're really scientific and research, and it's all voodoo as far as I'm concerned. So you're going to be doing this, not really understanding what you're doing, but that's okay because nobody else understands what you're doing. And the people who tell you they understand what they're doing are basically either lying to you or lying to themselves or both. But there's a future for you in the technical analysis world. All you have to do is convince people you know what you're talking about. You don't actually have to know what you're talking about. And if it sounds like I don't believe in technical analysis, it is absolutely positively true. If you are so inclined and want to believe in this hocus pocus, then you got to go find some other instructor, because this is how I got my start. Believe it or not, I got my start doing technical analysis programming for a brokerage firm, small brokerage firm. And it, you know, I did what he asked me to do. I was, my undergrad degree is mathematics, and I was a programmer, and I made all these models, and he told me they were doing great, but then he would complain about the inflection points not being the right, and I think, oh, whatever. But I did what I was supposed to do. So let's read together. So that's all how long was that? Was that just a minute rant? There are many different technical indicators. In this assignment, we're just going to concentrate on one, the simple moving average. Feel free to investigate Bollinger Bar bands and exponential moving averages and parabolic and all these other things that are supposed to tell you what's going to happen in the future, but I don't think they mean a hill of beans. Tell me what how the company's doing, the business is doing. Well, we're going to use the very popular ones, the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average. Now, when the 50-day goes above the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be a bullish sign that the stock price of the market's supposed to be going up. And then likewise, when the 50-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average, that supposedly means the stock price is going down. Well, it's already gone down, already gone up. They have names like inflection points or crosses. This one, the 50-day going above the 200-day, is called the golden cross. And the 50-day going below the 200-day is called the death cross. And yeah, the market has just gone through the death cross in March of 2020 because it's already fallen 35%. So that makes sense. It's already fallen. Now, will it go down further? I don't know. Probably. I don't know. But we'll see. But this tells you what's happened in the past. Is it going to tell you what's happened in the future? Well, the technical analysts say they know, they understand, and they're able to predict until they're not. And then they tell you why they weren't able to predict and why they're going to do a better job next time. Anyway, research Verizon or whatever company you're interested in at Yahoo or MarketWatch. Now, we're going to have a technical analysis presentation, so to show you how it's done. And if you find another website that offers free technical analysis, please tell me if you think it's far superior to Yahoo or MarketWatch or whatever. You're going to do the 5-year chart, and then you add both the 50-day and the 200-day simple moving averages. And of course, this is a separate presentation that you'll take a look at. And so we have some questions, simple analyses. Choose these, make up your own. Read the disclaimer before, saying we don't really know what we're doing, but it doesn't matter. All we have to do is convince others that we know what we're doing, and we'll be far on our way to becoming a filthy rich technical analyst on Wall Street. Anyway, for example, January 2016, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. That's supposed to be a sell signal. Was that a good time to sell? Likewise, in June of 2016, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. That was supposed to be a buy signal. Was that a good time to buy? So you follow along with these questions and then comment in number 5 on the current relationship of the 50-day and 200-day moving average for Verizon or what other stock. You don't have to use Verizon. What would you do now? Is it Is the stock a buy, a sell, a neutral? Some people do the 15-day and the 50-day, you know, a little shorter term time horizon. So try that. And then they have, you know, I don't know, 20-day and 100-day, whatever. Just play with it. And then do the same for a stock of your choice. Try some of these that are there or try whichever one. Remember, we want real stocks, not penny stocks. Comment on the effectiveness of the simple moving average. Would you try buying and selling stocks based on technical analysis? Now, let's read the disclaimer carefully. Remember that with technical analysis, you do not have to actually know what you're doing. All you have to do is convince others that you know what you're doing. So you do your best to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't, because since I don't also know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis, it will be easy to convince me. Who knows? You may find that you're good at convincing others that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. And if this is true, you can make a whole lot of money in the wonderful world, wild world of technical analysis on Wall Street. Rots a ruck. And on your own, research Bollinger Bands, parabolic stop and reverse, exponential moving average, or any of the many technical indicators. Now, this is just, I pick on this guy because he's just such an easy target. I'm sorry, because he makes his charts available for free, and then he wants you to sign up, of course. But there are dozens and dozens of these folks on YouTube, on their television shows, the financial shows, and they will try to get you to sign up for their charts of the week and what they're going to do. And you know, they're traders, they're speculators, and it's a tough business. It's very difficult to do. It's not what we do in this class, but this is an introduction investments class, so you should know that there is this whole other world out there called technical analysis, and who knows, you might decide that it's for you. I tell you my biases up front, so because you're going to hear different ideas from different people. So hopefully you will do this because it's an easy 10 points, folks. All you got to do is just make it up as you go along. But in the meantime, I hope you will either decide, you know, this is for the birds, or you know what, maybe I should do more research, in which case there are dozens of books and CDs and DVDs and all kinds of educational materials and places to sign up for $50 a month for insider info, you know, whatever. Okay, so as I said, I'm a fundamental analysis kind of guy. Other people are technical analysis. And then there's the in-between folks who believe that both of us don't know what the hell we're talking about. And those are the efficient market experts. So please do this assignment. It's easy, folks, easy 10 points. All you got to do is BS the professor. And if you're going to go to the university, that's a good skill to learn how to do. Okay? Contact me for help. We want you to succeed.